Thank you, everybody, for coming and for giving us an opportunity to share. I think we're all still trying to figure out what exactly, or maybe how many things God is trying to speak to us and what he's trying to do in our lives. So thanks for giving us this chance. And I know several of you have already, I know all of you were praying, and several have already said this morning you were praying a lot, and your prayers were felt, your prayers were needed, and your prayers were answered, probably more than you can imagine. So thank you for that. There were several different congregations there for the teaching and the training that over and over said they were overjoyed to have us there, and they said thank you, thank you, thank you, and they wanted you all to know that they're thankful for sending us and for being behind us, and they wanted us to say hello to you all. So I'm saying hello to you all. I think that those pictures impact me a lot. Those songs impact me a lot. The songs we sang in Spanish. Some of you don't know, my name is David. I grew up in Bolivia in a place very similar to that. And hearing the Spanish and hearing the Quechua was very much like going home. And a lot of those songs mean a lot to me. I think a lot of us have pictures like this, or like this, that the girls made for us to give to us. And that's pretty impacting. Another thing I got from two of the girls, I don't know if you know, but a lot of those girls have been abandoned or abused, gone through a lot of painful history. And two of the girls, I don't even know all the details of their history, gave me a little card. And the verse that they put on there was, "For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in." And that impacted me a lot, to see people who are willing to go and teach the Word of God in such a way that girls who have been literally beat up by the world could give me a verse like that. That's the Word of God impacting people's lives. And God is a funny God. He does a lot of crazy things. And I was going to read, I didn't know what to share this morning. I was going to read Isaiah 6, but since Carlton already did, I think I'll sit down. And actually, I'm going to read part of it again. The angels were there calling one to another. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And Isaiah said, "When the foundation of the threshold shook, and the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke, and I, Isaiah, said, 'Woe is me, for I am lost. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.' And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And he said, 'Here am I, send me.' And God said, 'Go and say to this people,'" and he gives an Isaiah heard that call and he went. And our brother Jim and Tony have heard that call and they went. And I was privileged to be with five other guys who heard a call in their life to go and do something and share the Word of God with people. And I think that's the, I guess, after all that of thanks and sending the greetings back to you and showing you pictures and all these things that can impact us, I think the thing that I wanted to share with you that God is dealing with me on is just how God has put a call in all of us. And it's not necessarily to go to Peru. It's not necessarily to go anywhere, but it in particular, but it's to go everywhere and to share the Word of God with people. And I think that you praying for us and you being a part of us going, we come back six people that have been impacted. And probably what we could say is watch out, because we're going to share what God's doing in our lives. And sometimes that's a scary thing when God answers our prayers, but it's also a beautiful thing. A quick story I could share is 2 years ago on this date, I was heading up a mountain with my brother in Kenya, and I spent 10 days on the mountain, and it was a great trip. And I came back from that trip, and I was looking at pictures of that trip actually yesterday for a little bit, and that trip was impacting, but who did it impact? It impacted two people, my brother and me. And the impact was a bit of grandeur, a bit of beauty, a bit of camaraderie, and it was a great trip. But I could stand here now, after 10 days on the mountain, and I think this trip impacted dozens of people, potentially hundreds of people, because even before we went, I was sharing with my coworkers who don't know God and claim that they don't need God. And they said, why are you going to Peru? And I was able to share a little bit. And on the plane, three flight attendants came up to us and asked, what were we doing? And one of them said, well, I'm going to pray for you. And it wasn't a platitude, because she whipped out a pen and paper and she wrote our names down and wrote where we were going. And then she prayed for us on the airplane. Didn't matter who was there. She prayed over our trip. And we were interacting with girls daily, 15 girls or so, you know, and 22 people at the teaching and people up on the land. And I would say the direct impact was dozens of people. We went to encourage a brother who I believe is struggling with different things, but he's been obedient to the call of God in his life. And I think that we impacted you guys. I think more than anything, God impacted us, six people that went. And I look at that as, why did we even go? We went to help abandoned and abused girls. We went to teach God's word. And there's an impact there. And I think what I'm impacted with Isaiah 6 is that God, we have to, before we can get to where Isaiah was, we got to see God, who he is, that he's a holy God, see that we're sinners, but that God is calling us out, and God is saying, who shall I send, and who will go for us? Why do we need to go? Because there's a hurting world out there. And Isaiah said, I will go. And I think I'm standing here, if you read the rest of the passage, God said to Isaiah, go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. Then I said, how long, O Lord? And he said, until the cities lie waste without inhabitant and the houses without people and the land is a desolate waste and the Lord removes people far away and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. And the way that God is dealing with me and what I want to challenge you is God has put a call on all of you. And I'm asking you, and God's asking me, will we go? Will we go to South Jordan? Will we go to the next Peru if there's an opportunity? Or will we be part of these people, that part of this word of the Lord, that we're going to contribute to cities lying in waste spiritually because they don't have the word of God? Or are we going to contribute to people being without houses spiritually? They don't enter the temple of the Lord to worship because they don't know the Lord that they can worship. Now we're going to contribute to a land that's desolate. We went to a place that's very desolate and people are poor. And people are poor spiritually. And I'm asking you, and God's asking me, will you go?